Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to the 80% Express. The 80% Express are special short episodes where I share a financial concept or answer a question sent by a listener. Today, we're exploring the fascinating concept of the framing effect and its impact on our financial decision-making. We'll discuss the framing effect and how it influences our choices and share some strategies for dealing with it effectively. Let's go! What is the framing effect? The framing effect is a cognitive bias that occurs when our decisions are influenced by how information is presented or framed. Essentially, the same information can be presented in different ways, leading to different outcomes based on how it is stated. This bias highlights the fact that our decision-making is based on more than just the content of the information, but also on how it is conveyed. Let's dive into a few simple examples to illustrate how the framing effect works. Example 1. Medical treatment options. Imagine you're given two options for a medical treatment. Option A has a 90% success rate, while option B has a 10% failure rate. Which option would you choose? Although both descriptions convey the same information, people tend to prefer option A because it's framed positively with a focus on success. This demonstrates how the framing effect can influence our decision-making, even when the underlying information remains unchanged. Example 2. Insurance and investment. Two financial products are being offered to you. Product A is a life insurance policy with an investment component, while product B is an investment with life insurance benefits. Which one would you get? Despite being the same, most people will be more inclined to get product B because putting money into an investment product is more enticing than buying a life insurance policy. And this is why some insurance agents market VUL policies as an investment instead of a life insurance product. Example 3. Investment decisions. In a study by Bridget Madrian and Dennis Shea, new company hires were asked, "Do you want to participate in a retirement plan?" 37% said yes. Then they changed the question. They instead told them, "You will participate in a retirement plan unless you choose not to." This time, 86% agreed to participate. Apparently, it's easier for people to say no if you offer them something than to ask them to give back something that was automatically given to them. In a way, loss aversion bias is also at play here. But the point is, nobody was being forced to participate in the retirement plan. But the difference in how the offer was framed resulted in a huge difference in participation. Now that we understand how framing can shape our decisions, let's discuss some strategies to mitigate its influence and make more informed choices. Number 1. Recognize the framing bias. Awareness is the first step in combating the framing effect. By understanding that our decisions can be swayed by how information is presented, we can be more mindful of our own biases and critically analyze the framing of information before making decisions. Number 2, seek alternative perspectives. When faced with a decision, actively seek out different perspectives or alternative framings of the information. By considering multiple viewpoints, you can broaden your understanding and make more balanced decisions. Number 3, focus on the underlying facts. Strip away the framing and try to focus on the objective facts and data behind a decision. By analyzing the raw information rather than being influenced by its presentation, you can better understand the situation and make more rational choices. And number 4, consult trusted advisors. In complex financial matters, seeking advice from trusted professionals can help counteract the framing effect. A knowledgeable financial advisor can provide unbiased guidance, helping you make decisions based on sound financial principles rather than being swayed by framing biases. In conclusion, the framing effect is a powerful cognitive bias that can significantly impact our financial decision-making. By recognizing its influence, seeking alternative perspectives, focusing on underlying facts, and consulting trusted advisors, we can mitigate the impact of the framing effect and make more informed choices. And that's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening. Please remember to subscribe to our podcast, leave us a review, and share it with your friends. That's it. Hope to have you again here next time. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.